take a southern journey into places that he'd never been. She was a brunette out of Brooklyn, fast talking and good looking, with a body that was made for sin. And she wanted him for marriage, cause the torch that she carried was harder than the fires of hell. But he said he didn't need her, still she followed him down deep into the buckle of a Bible bed. She begged and she pleaded, and she told him all she needed was a little tender love and care. But he was wrapped up in his work and acting like a jerk by pretending that she wasn't there. But her heart was love-stricken, so she never thought of quitting or giving up on how she felt. She had plans to seduce him if she could. She would loosen a notch in the Bible bed. There's a lot of good people who are led astray that believe true love is dead. But I'll tell you something, brother, when you're dealing with your feelings, it's tough to keep a level head. And it's hard to imagine how the flames of passion will burn to your soul and will. And it'll spread like a cancer till you're gonna have to answer to your heart in the Bible bed. The southern moon, when she finally made him understand that every man's got his pride and he'll try to run and hide from emotions that his heart has felt. So he gave her love a chance. That's when he found romance in the heart of the Bible Belt. Yeah, there's a lot of good people that are led astray that believe true love is dead. But I tell you something, brother, when you're dealing with the feelings, it's tough to keep a level head. And it's hard to imagine how the flames of passion will burn. But you're gonna have to answer to your heart in the Bible bed. They better get their heads together, or they're gonna slap a leather where their heart's in the Bible bed.